Welcome to the Bedford Alliance Church Foundations Podcast. I'm Luke Cugino, your discipleship pastor and host. This weekly podcast is designed to accompany your discipleship group and help you build a strong foundation in the Christian faith. We want to equip you so you can be unleashed to obey Jesus' command to make disciples. We want to make Jesus' final words our first work. Well, hello and welcome back to the Foundations Podcast. This is now episode number 3. And remember last week in episode 2, we talked about the importance of not just reading the Bible, but engaging with Scripture. Reading actively and asking questions and reflecting and making observations and ultimately applying Scripture. Being doers of the Word and not just hearers. And we talked about a specific method to help us with that. It's what we call the HEAR method. And it stands for highlight, explain, apply, and respond. And we went through that journaling method. We described how that works, what that looks like. And remember we said to start, I'd encourage you, just start with one journal a week or one or two journals a week. As you build this habit, just start there. And what you're going to do as you meet this week is you're going to share with your group how God spoke to you through your reading and your journaling. Now, you might share your entire journal with your group, or you might share just some of the highlights of it. That's up to you. But as you're sharing, remember that as important as correct explanation is, remember we talked about how we want to explain the meaning of a verse in context. As important as that is, we don't want to stop there. We want to focus on our applications and on our responses. How can we live this out? What do we need to do in response to how God has spoken to us? And I want to encourage you, try to be as specific as possible with your applications and especially your responses. So for example, instead of just saying something generic like, I need to be more loving, maybe you could say something like, I'm going to demonstrate love for my wife this week by taking her on a date. So try to be as specific as you can and have action steps when possible. And then what you can do is have your group help hold you accountable to follow through on that action step. So every week you spend time being real with each other. You can use that time to help keep each other on track and to help each other live out what God has been showing you through Scripture. Now with that in mind, what I want to do this week is, since we only briefly mentioned prayer last week, I want to talk about prayer in a little bit more detail. And I want us to answer a few different questions. Okay, I want us to think about what is prayer, why do we pray, and then finally, how do we pray from a practical standpoint. So first of all, what is prayer? And very simply, prayer is just personal communication with God, right? God speaks to us through His Word. He has spoken to us, and we speak to God through prayer. Okay, so simple enough, but the harder question here is, why do we pray? And that might at first seem like a simple question, but I think there have been times where all of us have felt like we're not even sure if our prayers make it beyond the ceiling, right? Like, why do I do this? What's the point? And first, I want to start with what's not a reason that we pray. Okay, we don't pray for God to find out what we need. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, your Father knows what you need before asking Him. God already knows. He's all knowing. We're not giving God new information when we're praying. So why do we pray? Well, first, understand prayer is not just about getting things. It's about deepening our relationship with God. It's about relationship. And just like any relationship in our lives, to grow closer to God, we need private time and space with Him without an agenda. We need quality time with Him. If I think about my wife, for example, if I only spend a couple of minutes with her every once in a while, or if I just give her an obligatory greeting when I get home from work, our relationship is not going to be healthy. We need regular quality time with God to be close to Him. Prayer shows our trust in God and it deepens our love for Him. Prayer is about relationship. But that doesn't mean that prayer isn't also effective. If we look in Scripture in James chapter 4, it says, you do not have because you do not ask. In James chapter 5, it says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And then Jesus in Luke chapter 11, when he's talking about persistence in prayer, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open for you. Scripture gives us many different examples of God genuinely responding to our prayers and even changing the way that he acts in response to prayer. So for example, in Exodus chapter 32, we see this with Moses. God says he's going to destroy the people of Israel for their sin, but then Moses prays, he intercedes for the people. He says, Lord, preserve your people for your glory. And in response, God relents from bringing disaster on his people. Now remember, like we said, God is all-knowing, he's unchanging, he's eternal, so prayer isn't giving God new information, and God doesn't change his mind the way that we do. But God has willed, he has determined that our prayers will be an occasion for him to act. When we pray and express dependence on him, God moves and he gets the glory. God has chosen to work through our prayers. Our prayers matter. God accomplishes his purposes through prayer. When we look at Revelation chapter 8, it describes God in the future responding to the collective prayers of all believers from all time. God responds to those prayers by bringing final judgment and bringing in the new heaven and the new earth. God's kingdom advances through prayer. We will only advance the kingdom on our knees. So understand, as Christians, prayer isn't a means to get resources that we need. It is our primary resource. If we aren't praying, it's probably because we think prayer doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't really matter. But we have to understand that God responds to prayer and he acts in response to our prayers. Our prayers matter. When we're not praying, we're quietly saying, what we're basically saying is that we're confident in our own abilities, in our own money, in our resources, in our talents. We're saying, I've got this. But prayer is where we express dependence on God and experience his power in our lives. Prayer is effective. We need prayer. Now, I also want to add here that our prayers are only effective because of Jesus. We have no right on our own to boldly approach God and ask for anything. Our sin should disqualify us from that. But Jesus says in John chapter 16, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Paul Miller, in his book called A Praying Life, says that Jesus gives our prayers royal access. It's only because Jesus paid the price for our sins and imparted his righteousness to us that we can boldly approach God's throne. It's only because of Jesus and what he's done for us. Now, when Jesus says, ask in his name, that doesn't mean that we just have to tack in Jesus' name onto the end of our prayers, although I'm not saying that's a bad thing necessarily. When we're praying in Jesus' name, it means we're praying based on his authority and what he's done for us. And we're praying in accordance with his will. Now, that's important to keep in mind. We're praying in accordance with his will. God isn't just some genie who grants all of our selfish desires. We should be praying for his will to be done. 1 John chapter 5 says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So I like to say we should always ask boldly, but also surrender completely. Ask boldly, approach the throne boldly through Jesus' power and authority, but we should also surrender completely. Ask boldly, surrender completely. Okay, so let's recap here real quick what we've talked about so far. We said prayer, which is just personal communication with God, is about relationship, and it shows our dependence on God. It increases our love for him, our dependence on him. But we've also said so far, prayer is effective. God acts and he advances his kingdom through prayer. He chooses to act in response to our prayers. Now we come to the question of how do we pray? Okay, from a practical standpoint, how do we pray? Well, Jesus gave his followers an example of how to pray. This is in Matthew chapter 6. And if you look in week 3 of your D group starter guide, you'll see a description of what I'm going to talk about here, a simple method to help you pray. And it lists this passage from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Okay, so understand, Jesus isn't telling his followers here to repeat these exact words every time they pray. He was teaching them what they should prioritize in prayer. So we have a simple acronym that you can use to help you remember what Jesus taught here, and that acronym is, conveniently enough, PRAY, P-R-A-Y, and it stands for praise, repent, ask, and yield. Okay, pray. So first, when we're praying, we should praise God, praise him. Jesus said in his prayer, hallowed be your name. That means let your name be revered. Let your name be made holy. Let people see your greatness. We should spend time praising God and worshiping him for who he is and what he's done for us. Then we should also spend time repenting. Jesus said in his prayer, forgive us our debts. We should spend time repenting of any known sins in our life and ask God to help us become more like him. Then we should ask. We come to the next letter, A. We should ask. Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. This is basically telling us that we should bring our practical requests before God. It is right to bring our practical daily needs before God, and also things like healing from sickness and requests for other people. We should bring our practical requests before God. And then finally, we should yield. This is what we talked about earlier. We should yield our will to his. Notice what Jesus says. He says, your will be done. He's setting an example for us. We should ask boldly, but we should also yield completely. We should surrender. So these are the things that we should prioritize in prayer: praising, repenting, asking, and yielding. Now, I want us to be cautious here, okay? This helps us understand what we should prioritize in prayer, but I don't want us to be overly formulaic, okay? I'm not saying that all of your prayers have to have all of these components or go in this exact order. This is just telling you what we should prioritize in prayer. Okay, we don't want to be overly formulaic. Remember, prayer is about relationship. So when I'm talking to my wife, I don't spend a couple of minutes praising her and then a couple of minutes asking for her forgiveness and so on. So while this can be a helpful tool to keep in mind, this PRAY acronym, we want to be cautious against becoming overly formulaic. Okay, so along with that, I want to give us some other practical tips when it comes to prayer. So first of all, when you're praying, I would encourage you, focus on God and less on prayer itself. What do I mean by that? Well, many people struggle with prayer because they focus on prayer itself. They focus on their word choices and the format of their prayer and if they sound smart or if they sound holy. But remember, this is about a relationship. Focusing on prayer itself is kind of like sitting around the dinner table and focusing on the format of your conversation with your kids instead of actually focusing on your kids. It's kind of weird, but that's what we do with God. Or it's also kind of like looking at the windshield in your car, staring at the windshield itself as you drive instead of looking through the windshield. Understand, prayer is just the means through which we connect to God. Our focus should primarily be on God, and we should worry less about our exact words or our exact format. So along with that, Jesus tells us in the Gospels that we should approach him like little children. What are little children like? They're honest. They ask repeatedly without hesitation. They say whatever's on their mind. So I think we need to worry less about being super organized and having the perfect words and more about showing dependence on God, relying on him, trusting him. Be honest with God. Tell God where you are and what's on your heart. And along with that, don't try to fix yourself before you pray. A lot of times when we slow down to pray, at least I'm this way, when we slow down in our lives to pray, we're often confronted with just how sinful and unspiritual we are. And then we have a tendency to not want to pray. But don't let that stop your prayer. Let your struggles drive you to prayer. Understand, dependency and helplessness are the heartbeat of prayer. Let your failures and struggles drive you to pray. Be like a little child and depend on him and trust him. You see, a life of prayer is less about discipline, being very disciplined, and it's more about recognizing our own helplessness. We can't live the life that God has called us to live apart from His power. We are completely dependent on Him. We need prayer. Understand, quote-unquote, strong Christians pray a lot because they recognize how weak they are without God's power. Helplessness is at the core of the Christian life, so let your own helplessness drive you to prayer instead of keeping you from prayer. I'd also encourage you to have a focused time of prayer, an intentional set-aside time where you pray. Now, we should be praying throughout the day, of course, but we need intentional quality time with God. Just like a husband and wife aren't going to have a healthy relationship if they just talk to each other in little snippets here and there, they need quality time. We need quality time with God. Now, personally, I like to keep my prayer time, my focused prayer time, with reading the Word. I think reading the Word and prayer should always go together. So what I do is I let my time in the Word lead me into a time of focused prayer. I'm praying in response to what I've seen in Scripture. So however you decide to do it, I encourage you to have a set time and place for your devotions. And remember, consistency is more important than the amount of time you spend in prayer here. I encourage you, just start with 5 minutes of prayer, focused prayer every day. The length will come with consistency. As you build this habit, you'll find yourself praying longer over time. Just take baby steps here. Focus on the consistency first. Even if it's just 5 minutes a day, consistency is more important than the amount of time you spend in prayer. And the last thing, if you're having trouble staying focused as you pray, just a couple of thoughts for you here. One, praying out loud can help. You'll be surprised that when you speak your prayers, you can tend to stay a little bit more focused. And another practical tip is I like to use index cards to help me pray. So what I do is I put one person or one request on each card. And I like doing that better than having a prayer list, because a list is usually a series of these unrelated requests, and it can become quite easy to drift off. But with a card, you can focus on one person or one request at a time, and you can write multiple things on that card, and you can see over time how God answers prayer. So what I do is I only have one card in front of me as I'm praying, so I can focus on that one person or that one request. And on any given day, I might pray for a couple of cards. And then what I do is I move those cards, once I'm done praying, I move them to the back of my deck of prayer cards. And then the next day, I'll just pick up wherever I am and I'll pray for the next couple cards. So I'm always continually working through my deck of prayer cards. And at any point, I might decide to add another card when another request or another person comes up. So that's just the way I like to do it. I'm not saying that you have to do it that way. That's just how I like to do it, but just an idea for you. Now remember, just a quick recap what we've talked about. Prayer, which is communication with God, personal communication with God, is about relationship. It shows our dependence on God, but prayer is also effective. God's kingdom advances through it. God accomplishes His purposes through prayer. We also talked about how to pray. We looked at Jesus' example prayer and said we should prioritize praising, repenting, asking, and yielding in our prayers. But we should also remember to come to God like a little child and focus on Him and depend on Him and worry a little bit less about our exact format and our exact words and just be real with Him. Just be honest with Him. And I also do encourage you to set aside a set time where you can have quality time with God. But remember, focus on consistency over length to start. So that's all for now. Thanks for tuning in this week. Remember, we are doing this so that you can be equipped to make disciples who make disciples, and so you can make Jesus' final words your first work.